7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots start going out to voters today for November's election. One statewide initiative would change how the state spends some money. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Amendment 78 deals with what are called custodial funds. It's money that comes to the state from an outside source with guidelines about how it must be spent. For instance, the recent giant settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. Current law allows the part of government that gets the money to decide exactly how to spend it. In the opioid settlement case, it's the Attorney General's office. Voting yes on Amendment 78 would put money like that under the control of the legislature. Backers say it would bring more accountability and transparency. Opponents say it could make the process more political, lead to unintended consequences, and make it harder to spend emergency funding during a crisis. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Former Amazon employee in Colorado Springs is suing the company, alleging it does not pay workers for mandatory COVID-19 screenings that can last up to an hour. That may be a violation of state labor law, which requires workers to be paid whenever they are required to be on duty. The proposed class action suit could grow to include more than 10,000 people at 5 Amazon sites in Colorado. A movie theater in North Denver is getting a museum makeover. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Museum of Contemporary Art bought the Highland Theater to create a new cultural space. The Highland building, which is more than 100 years old, will eventually offer affordable apartments and studios for local artists. A 400-seat theater there that was most recently used as a church will soon host art lectures, films, and concerts. Museum leaders say they intend to include local cultural groups in their programming. MCA events at the Holiday Theater are scheduled to begin in December. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
In Denver, a few clouds this morning and a current temperature of 49 degrees. Grand Junction, 57. Meeker in northwest Colorado at 41 this morning. Highs in western Colorado in the 60s today. This is CPR News.